Welcome to DeetNB College. Today we're building something really useful for drama and bass, a subsign workflow transform in Ableton Live 12. And the idea is simple, but powerful. We start with a clean sub, usually just a sine wave, and then we transform it into a bass line that can move, grow, and hit with attitude, without losing that deep low-end authority. This matters because DeetNB bass often fails in one of two ways. It's either too static and dull, or it's so overprocessed that the sub disappears and the whole drop loses weight. The goal here is to avoid both. We want a bass line that stays locked in the pocket, supports the drums, and still feels alive across the phrase. This approach works especially well for rollers, darker minimal DNB, halftime leaning sections, jungle influence drops, and neuro-adjacent club material. Anywhere the sub needs to stay honest, this workflow makes sense. Let's build it from the ground up. Start with a MIDI track and load a simple stock instrument. Operator is perfect for this. Use a sine wave. Keep it clean. No effects yet. No fancy layering. Just the note source. Now write a short phrase, usually one or two bars to begin with. Keep the notes around the root and fifth at first, and only use octave jumps if the pattern really needs a lift. In DeetNB, the bass isn't just harmony, it's part of the groove. So leave space for the snare, and make sure the bass answers the kick pattern instead of fighting it. What to listen for here? Does the line feel weighty, or does it already sound busy before you've done any sound design? If it feels too clever, simplify it. The sub should feel like a statement, not a melody trying to impress you. Next, shape the envelope so the bass behaves like a real DeetNB instrument. Fast attack, moderate decay, short release. You want the note to speak quickly, then get out of the way. That's especially important at fast tempos, because a long release can smear the groove and blur the next hit. A good starting point is near zero attack, a decay somewhere in the 150 to 400 millisecond range, and a release that stays tight, maybe 40 to 120 milliseconds. If the notes feel blunt, lengthen the release a touch. If they feel too soft or too round, shorten the decay. What to listen for now? Does the bass hit cleanly on the grid, or does it melt into the next note? In DeetNB, especially with sharp drums, the bass needs to speak fast and leave room for the bar to breathe. Now we start the transform. A really practical stock chain is EQ8, then saturator, then autofilter. That's enough to take a sine and turn it into something much more usable. Use EQ8 first only if you need to clean up unwanted top end. Then bring in saturator and add a gentle amount of drive. Usually somewhere around 2 to 6 dB is plenty. You're not trying to wreck the sound. You're creating harmonics, so the bass reads on smaller systems while the sub still anchors the low end. Then use auto filter to shape the movement. This is where the transform starts to feel musical. A low pass or band pass move can turn a simple sub idea into a living bass line. Why this works in DeetNB is because club systems will happily carry the sub, but a lot of playback systems need harmonics to understand the note. The saturation gives the bass presence, and the sub still does the heavy lifting underneath. What to listen for? When you add saturation, does the bass feel more present, or does it just get noisy? If you hear fizz before you hear weight, the drive is too high, back it off and keep the tone controlled. At this point you can choose the direction you want. If you want smooth pressure, keep the saturator drive modest, and let the filter open gently over time. That gives you a rolling, round bass that sits underneath the drums and atmosphere. If you want gritty aggression, push the drive harder, then trim with EQ8. Use a narrower filter movement and let the mid speak more. That gives you a darker, more talkative bass with attitude. For a beginner, both are valid. If the drums already have lots of top-end energy, the smoother option is usually safer. If the drum loop is sparse and the bass needs more personality, the grittier option can work really well. Now for the real core of the lesson. Automate the transform instead of constantly rewriting the MIDI. That means your main movement comes from automation, not from changing notes every 2 seconds. In Ableton, automate auto-filter cutoff first. Then, if needed, add small moves to saturate or drive. You can even touch EQ8 later if the sound needs a bit more control, but don't overdo it. A strong way to think about this is an 8-bar phrase. Bars 1 and 2 can stay darker and more sublid. Bars 3 and 4 can open up a little and gain a bit more drive. Bars 5 and 6 can push the harmonics further or tighten the rhythm. Bars 7 and 8 can either strip back for the reset or rise into a fill. The movement does not need to be huge. In fact, subtle changes usually hit harder in DeetNB. A few hundred hertz of filter movement can feel massive when the drums are already doing so much rhythmic work. What to listen for? Is each automation change adding tension, or is it just making the sound brighter? if it's only brightness. Reduce the sweep and focus on tiny drive changes instead. That often feels more musical. Now bring the drums in. This is the moment where the bass becomes real. A bass line that sounds huge alone can fall apart once the kick, snare, and break come in. So check the groove and context from the start. Make sure the sub is not masking the kick. Make sure the bass leaves room for the snare on 2 and 4. And make sure the rhythm helps the drums push forward instead of sitting on top of them. If you're using a break, be careful not to erase the shuffle and ghost notes. If your drums are more programmed and sparse, you can let the bass take a bit more space. But in both cases, the snare still needs to feel like the loudest transient in the bar. Keep the deepest part of the bass mono. Always, the low end should stay centered and solid. If you want width, let it live in the upper harmonics, not in the sub. Here's a really useful phrasing trick. Build the bass around call and response. One bar answers the kick pattern. The next bar leaves a little gap for the snare or break to breathe. That small bit of space can make the whole drop feel more confident. A 1/16th rest before a snare can actually feel heavier than another note. Bass is part of the sound in underground DNB. If you like the two bar shape, duplicate it across the drop, and then only change one thing per section. Maybe a little more saturation. Maybe a slightly more open filter. Maybe one extra note in the last bar. That keeps the track cohesive without turning it into a mess of tiny edits. If the bass already feels strong in context, commit to it. Don't keep chasing it forever. A printed idea with clear phrasing is often more useful than an endless synth patch you keep revisiting. And that leads us to a really powerful option. Resampling. Once the movement feels good, print the processed bass to audio. That gives you control. Now the transform becomes a performance you can edit. You can cut tails tighter, reverse tiny notes, nudge timing, automate fades, or even process a copy separately for more grit while keeping the original sub clean underneath. This is one of the safest pro moves in heavier DNB, a clean mono sub under a dirtier printed mid layer. It gives you club reliability and character at the same time. If you want even more aggression, add a second layer, but only if it has a job. Maybe a wave eatable or analog layer above the sub range, high passed so it only adds mid character. That layer can move, distort, and breathe, while the sub stays stable underneath. But if you're a beginner, don't rush to stacking. A single well-controlled source with good automation can already sound huge. Build the bass in layers of decision first, not just layers of sound. Confirm the notes, then the envelope, then the tone, then the automation. That order matters. A few common mistakes to avoid here. Don't make the sub too wide. It kills focus and translation. Don't overdo saturation too early. That turns the bass into fuzz. Don't automate everything at once. One strong movement is usually enough. Don't leave notes too long where the snare will lose space. And don't design the bass in isolation. Always check it with drums. If the bass sounds impressive but your head nod stops, you've gone too far into effect and away from groove. That's your cue to pull back, reduce the motion, and preserve the pocket. For darker and heavier DNB, keep the sub boring on purpose. Then make the mids dangerous. Let the snare stay in charge of the bar. Use tiny automation moves. Tiny changes can feel huge when the drum arrangement is already active. And if you want to push the second drop, don't change everything. Just evolve the transform. Slightly more drive. A different filter shape. A tighter edit. A shorter gap before the loop resets. That's often enough to make the second half feel like a payoff. So here's the big takeaway. A subsign workflow transform is about starting with a clean sub and turning it into a controlled DNB bass line through automation. Keep the low end stable. Add harmonics with saturation. Use filtering to create motion. Check everything against the drums. And if the sound starts winning attention but losing groove, back off and protect the pocket. That's the real art here. Not just making a bass that sounds big, but making one that serves the drop. Now your challenge is simple. Build an 8-bar loop. Start with one sign-based bass source. Use one main automation lane first, ideally auto filter cutoff. Add a small saturator move. Keep the sub mono, and put a drum loop underneath from the beginning. If you can make the bass stay heavy in mono, support the snare, and clearly evolve across the 8 bars without losing control, you've got it. Try the exercise. Print the version that works. Compare the MIDI and the bounced audio, and listen for the version that makes the drums feel better, because that's the one that matters. That's how you turn a sub into a real DNB bassline. Clean foundation, controlled movement, solid groove. Let's get it.